Papaliki, meet the Manahiri, Tenakaiko, Tenakaiko, Tenakaiko Katoa. 5 minutes to reassure those who are supporting me to bring the waverers to my side and to sow a seed of doubt in the minds of those supporting me. I knew this would be an interesting and indeed a fun campaign because it started well when I was invited to the top-ranking current affairs program back in July. A good experience and it set the tone for me anyway. Through this campaign, I tried to model, to represent how I would campaign on behalf of this party. And I hope that I've done that by using simple phrases, by being clear, and by speaking truth in the most straightforward and apparent fashion. The wee brochure I put out, I headed by telling you what I really wanted you to do, which was to put a one in the box against my name. I think as Greens campaigning, we occasionally forget to ask the very simple questions of our potential support. We sometimes fail to tell them what to do. I sought not to educate you, but simply to inform you about what I would do if you elect me to this role, and I hope those messages have come through. It's about a style, and very much politics is very much about substance, but equally it is about style, it's about presentation, and it's about image. The word conservative has been attached to me, and I actually embrace that term, albeit with a small c. I'm not an escapee from the National Party, nor hope to be. Greens and their supporters, I believe, are inherently conservative. People who understand that a small change today can have major consequence tomorrow. You need to be conservative. You need to think carefully about the consequences of your action. Not to prevent you from taking the action, or indeed refraining from an action, but just to be really clear that you know the direction and you understand what is likely to come about. If you're unwise and if you're thoughtless when you're planting in the spring, the autumn will be a time of regret for you. So in that sense, I believe we are all have a conservative element, and that we do understand the necessity to think carefully about consequences of our actions. We're also an undeniably radical party. We have a radical platform, nothing less radical than a fundamental overhaul of the entire economic structure, social relationships, of the human relationship with the natural world, with the non-human world. There can hardly be a more radical proposition than that. How then to find an equilibrium between this conservatism and the radicalism which we need? The solution, perhaps surprisingly, I believe, is in simple geometry. Some years ago, Teddy Goldsmith wrote a book called The Great U-Turn, and Teddy's analysis of the problems confronting the world, the human and the natural world, I thought was very profound. The solution, however, was a U-turn, that we had to go to 180 degrees and head back to whence we'd come. I don't accept that. I don't believe that you can go back. We've all at moments in our lives wished we had a rewind button to take that back, to undo that moment. There's only forward is the only direction we can go in. But geometry tells us you don't need to go to 180 degrees to get to a different and a better place. A few degrees change of course will put you in a very different place a little bit further down the road. And it's those few degrees of change which we need to build on incrementally, thoughtfully, with full awareness of the consequence of our action. And I believe we can achieve our radical outcomes, albeit taking small steps and thoughtful steps. The language of right turn and U-turn comes from motor cars, and motor cars have their limits. I rather see this party as a waka. We're all aboard the waka kakariki, and we're on a journey, and we have a direction and a destination. I feel I've earned the right to stand for this position because I spent a fair bit of time down there peddling alongside many of you, and I've enjoyed that, and it's been a privilege. I've spent a little bit of time on the foredeck indeed, and now I guess I'm asking you to trust me, to put my hands to the rudder, to stand alongside and to take some of the weight off that single hand that has been on the rudder for the last several months. It's been a very steady hand and a very powerful one, and I acknowledge that, and I'm very grateful for that. And now is the moment, I think, for someone else to step up, to bear some of the load, and after a short time of getting the feel of the vessel, to get a clear sense of the appropriate way to do that, I'd like to have a more direct hand in the guidance of this waka in which we are all passengers. Kia ora tātou.